Sechet Kulam Karatet Mishnah Aleph. The din is that Ochlin is makabel tumas Ochlin. That Ochlin, if it touches something that's tameh, will become tameh. And if it's the size of a kabea, an egg, then it would be natame other Ochlin and mashkin. Now the Mishnah tells us if you have or hide of a behemoth, and the tax of that or is less than a kabea worth of oichol, but together with the or the hide that's attached to it, it's a kabea. It would be matame tumas ochlin. It would be matame other ochlin and mashkin. Even though the basar itself is not a kabea, but since together with the or you have a kabea, and an or is a shomer of the basar, it protects the basar. Therefore, it's mitzar if it combines with the basar to form a kabea and be matame other ochlin or mashkin. And so too, if you have rotip gravy that had gel, and together with that gravy, you have a little bit of basar. The basar is less than a kabea, but together with the rotev, the gravy, it's a kabea. That gravy would combine with the basar to form a kabea and be mitami other ochlin umashkin, vehakipah. And so too, if you have spices together with the basar, and the basar is less than a kabea, but together with the spices, it's a kabea. It would also combine to form a kabea and be mitami other ochlin umashkin, vehaolo. Dalo is the spinal cord. If attached to the spinal cord, it's less than a kabea, but if it's together with the olo, you have a kabea, it would be matami tumas ochlin, ba'atmo, and bones. If there's marrow in the bone, but the marrow is less than a kabea, but together with the bone, it's a kabea. Since the bone is a shomer, it guards the basar, so therefore, together with the marrow, it would form a kabea, be matami tumas ochlin, ba'hagidin, and ligament. If you have ligaments together with the basar, and the basar is less than a kabea, and together with the ligament, it's a kabea, it would be matame tumato. Ba karnayin, ba tlafayin, and the horns and the hooves of a behemoth. If together with the horn and the hooves, you have less than a kabea of basar, but combined with the karnayin, the horns and the hooves, you have a kabea, it would be matame tumato. Now the horns and the hooves that we're talking about over here is the part of the horn and the hooves that's close to the basar, that if you would cut it, dam would go out. So therefore, it would combine with the basar to form a kabea. But if it's the upper part of the karnayim or the hooves, that's farther away from the basar, that if you would cut it, dam would not come out, then it would not combine with the basar. The matame tumas ochlin, all these cases, mistarfin, latame tumas ochlin, all these things combine with basar to form a kabea and be matame other ochlin umashkin, avolo tumas nebelis. None of these things would combine with basar that's less than a gezayas to form a kazayin, be metame tuma nevela. If you have a behema, that's a nevela. And nevela is metame adam and begotten people and clothes and kelim. But you need a kazayin's worth of nevela to be metame tuma nevela. And if you have less than a kazayin's above, that together with any of the above mentioned things, form a kazayin. It would not be metame tuma nevela. It's metame of the person who carries it, touches it, as too much avail if you need a kazayin for the basar itself. Kiyotiba. Hashoyfe behemoth male and achri umifar kether. A Yisrael that shaft a non-kosher animal for a gun. And the animal after the shechita is still convulsing and had not yet died. And the din is that a guy cannot eat the basar from a behemoth until it had completely died, even after shechita. Even so, metame tumas ochlin. If the basar comes into contact with something that is tame, even while it's convulsing, it would be matame tumas ochlin. Even though it's not really yet ochlin, as the guy is not allowed to eat it, since the guy cannot eat the basar from a behemoth until it completely died. But since the din is that he's raw, that shech a behemoth, tahora, a kosher animal, after the shechita is allowed to eat the basar, even while still convulsing. Even though in this case, of course, he's raw cannot eat the basar, since it's a non-kosher animal. But the din is machshavato mishvayalei ochl. The machshava, the Yisrael who's shechting it, makes it into ochl. Since the Yisrael himself had the behemoth in its tahora, would be allowed to eat from the basar, so therefore it's considered ochl and would be metame tumas ochlin. But if the guy himself had shechted it, it would not be considered ochl until it died. And the shechita of a guy is not considered shechita. Avolo tumas nevelos, acha tamud or acha yatid et rosh. The basar, this behemoth that was still convulsing, would not be metame like an avela, it's metame the person who touches it or carries it, unless it had completely died and was no longer convulsing, or unless you cut off the head. If you cut off the head, then even if it was still convulsing, then it would be considered an avela and would be metame the person who touches it or carries it. Reba letame tumas ochla mimasha reba letame tumas nevela. There are more cases in which a basa would be metame Tumas Oakland had been Metame other Oakland or Moskin, from the cases in which Basa would be Metame Tumas Nevelis, Metame a person or Kalim that touches it. As we just have two cases in which the Basa is Metame Tumas Oakland, but not Tumas Nevelis. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer Ha'alo Hamachunas and Yesh Bokazai to Makom Echad Chayavalam. Rabbi Yehuda says, Alo Hamachunas, Alo in this case means shreds of Basar, but after you cut the behemoth, and there are shreds of Basar that are still attached to the hide. And these shreds of Basar, if you gather them together, form a kizai. Even while still attached to the hide, if you have a kizai in one place, you would be chayav for it. If you touched and then entered the Beis HaMikdash, you would be considered tummy, you'd be chayav kari for entering the Beis HaMikdash in a state of tumah. And since you have a kizai, these shreds of Basar, the makom echad, even though it's still attached to the hide, it's the tummy, like an azela. And therefore, if you touch and enter the Beis HaMikdash, you're chayav kari. The following hide has the same din as Basar. Just like Basar is Matami Tumas Ochlin and Nebelus. So too the hides that we're going to mention are also Matami Tumas Ochlin and Nebelus. So these hides are soft and therefore they have the same din as Basar. Even if there's no Basar attached to it, it's still Matami Tumas Ochlin and Nebelus. Or Ha'adam, the skin of a person, since it's soft, it's Matami Tumas Ochlin and Nebelus. Or Chazir Shayishim, and the hide of a domestic pig, as opposed to a wild pig. The hide of a wild pig is a big tougher, and therefore it's not the time to itself on the veil, according to the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yossi Oymerach or Chazir Habar. Rabbi Yossi says, so too the hide of a wild pig is Metame Tumas Ochlin and the veil. But or Chatotres shall Gomo Haraka, and the hide on the hump of a Gomo Haraka, a camel that is still soft, a camel that has not yet carried a load, is still considered soft, and therefore the hide on its hump is Makabal Tumas Oichlin and Nebel. For or Harosh shall Ego Harach. And the hide on the head of a soft calf, a calf that is not yet fully grown, the hide on its head is Makabal Tumas Oichlin and Nebel. For or Haprasus, and the soft hide on the foot of an animal. For or Beis Haboshet, and the hide next to the womb of an animal. For or Hashalot, and the hide of a fetus. Or and the hide on the interior of a fat tail. The hide that is on the interior has no star on it and it's soft, and therefore it's makabel tumas ochlin and nevelah. Or ha'naka v'ha'koach v'alata v'ha'chani, and the hide of a hedgehog and a chameleon and a lizard and a snail. All these hides are soft, and therefore they're makabel tumas ochlin and nevelah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Halita Kahuda. Rabbi Yehuda says the hide on a lizard has the same din as the hide of a weasel, just like the hide of a weasel is considered separate from the buzzard and is not makabel tumas ochlin and nevelah. So too, the hide of a lizard is not makabel tumas ochlin and nevelah. But kulan she'idda o shehilach behem kidei avodim. Tahorim chutz me'ora adam. All the above mentioned hides that we said have a din like buzzard, if they were tanned or if they were laid on the ground and people trampled on them, the amount of time it takes to have them slightly tanned, they are no longer makabel tumas ochlin and nevelah. They are tahar, since now they're not considered basar. It's like any other piece of leather, with the exception of the or of an adam. The or of an adam is makabel tumas min rabbanan, even after it is tanned. Even though min haTorah, once it is tanned, it's not makabel tumas. The rabbanan were geiger that it's makabel tumas. The rabbanan were afraid that if it wasn't makabel tumas, people would make shetich, would make mass out of the or of adam and spread it on their beds. Therefore, the Rabbanah said it's makabel tumah. That would dissuade people from making them into mass. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri oimer shmona shrasim yesh lahen orus. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said the shmona shrasim that are mentioned in Parshas Shemini, all of them have orus. Meaning to say, the orus of the shmona shrasim is considered something separate from the basar, and they're not makabel tumah's ochlin and the beis. He argues with the Tanakhama. As for the animal that the Tanakhama mentioned, that the or has a din like basar, are from the Shmona Shrasim, Anaka, Klach, Lata, and Chaimet. Tanakhama holds the or has it been like Basar for these four Shrasim, while Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri argues, he said these four Shrasim, the or is considered separate from the Basar, and is not Makabel Tumas Eichlin or Nevelah.